I want to leave far, but it's hard to get caught and I know I can't stay forever. And you know you could at least call, but you sent a text and I know the way I made you feel. I ain't never felt this small, like a lupus dust in the wind on stormy weather. But at least by this fall, butterfly clips on my room won't be there still. I want to see the leaves fall, but it's starting to get cold and I know I can't stay forever. Hey, you know you could at least call, but you sent a text and I know the way I made you feel.
Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I am Alex at TSB Pod. He is Ski at TSB Ski. He is King at Jeromney. Tweet at one of those handles if you have a movie suggestion for us. That's going to be in a few weeks. Or the better way to get us movie recommendations is to join our Discord, Sports Brewery and Discord. If you need an invitation to that, we can send you one. It is a good time. Give us your list ideas for the sports podcast, you know, movie suggestions, all that good stuff. Speaking of the sports podcast, you can watch that live every Thursday. Ideally, every Thursday. Twitch.tv/ABROG87. ABROG87. Hit follow. It'll send you a little notification when we go live. Click the link. Easy peasy. Let's see here. I think that's it. Movie this week is Ski's movie. It is Gladiator 2, which is currently on Paramount Plus because it was a Paramount movie. Came out last year, 2024. A 71% on Rotten Tomatoes, 6.6 on IMDb, and a 64 on Metacritic. I see some eyes rolling. What's going on?
Oh, not you.
No. At the ratings, like
no.
We okay? Okay.
Unrelated. Yeah.
Gotcha. Life rolling.
That was someone behind me.
Got it. Let's see. Movie stars Paul Mescal as Lucius, Denzel Washington as, man, these fucking like old Roman names. Like, God damn it. Like everything ends in us. Yes. And yet they were very anti us. Interesting. Something to think about. Denzel Washington.
Macrinus, I believe, is.
Pedro Pascal plays General Acacius. Connie Nelson plays Lucilla. Joseph Quinn played Emperor Geta. All right. Lior Raz played Vigo. Fred Hechinger played Emperor Caracilla. Well, I have more trouble pronouncing Roman names than Japanese names. How is that a thing?
I think it's Caracalla.
Sure, man. Whatever. Derek Jacobi played Gracchus. Peter Mensa played Jugurtha. Alexander Karen played Ravi. And Tim McLinerney played Senator Thrax. Thrax. Thraex.
Thrax.
Okay. Cool, man. This movie written by Peter Craig and David Scarpa. Did you know Peter Craig, his mom is Sally Field? I just learned that.
I was not aware of that.
Peter Craig, you will know because he wrote The Town. He wrote Top Gun Maverick. He wrote The Batman. He wrote Bad Boys for Life. And he wrote Hunger Games 1 and 2. Those are some fairly big movies that Peter Craig wrote.
I mean, Scarpa also wrote Napoleon.
He did.
And if, I think it's, it might be done, but it was Man in the High Castle on Amazon.
Mm-hmm. And The Day the Earth Stood Still.
So these are both very prominent writers.
By the way, like, I don't think anybody knows who Peter Craig is. But they probably should.
You should have never heard of them.
Those are insane blockbuster movies that he is responsible for writing. That's bonkers. Any Sally Fields kid. Wild.
But you know who did not write for this movie was David Franzoni. He's the one that wrote the original Gladiator movie. So reasonings potentially for ratings of this.
I feel like that's foreshadowing. Yes,
yeah. Possibly.
Let's see. Movie directed, of course, by Ridley Scott. I guess I'll name a few. Alien, Blade Runner, Thelma and Louise, Black Hawk Down, The Martian, Ridley Scott, kind of a big deal. Budget for this movie, $310 million. Wow. Over a quarter of $1 billion
I did see they got a $70 million voucher for shooting. They shot in like Malta or some shit like that. So they recouped $70 million off where they shot it. So it's only like $260 million.
Good for them. Budget, yeah. Man. Look at you. Yeah, yeah, this is big math. Big Hollywood.
Old Elon was in there. Get rid of the waste.
Yeah. You know, more efficient spending.
Yep, efficiency.
Yeah, there we go. Box office, $461.9 million. So
that they were not expecting to be that low.
I mean, $500 million is not bad. But yeah.
you put in $300 million, you're expecting. I bet they were probably pushing for $1 billion.
Sure. Yeah, so let's see. This movie I saw took 20 years to make. So when the first Gladiator came out, it was obviously really well received, like really good movie.
The original Gladiator is a masterpiece.
I completely agree.
It is so well done and so well acted, so well written. Everything about it is fantastic.
Absolutely everything about it is fantastic. Yes. Like the casting, by the way, like Joaquin Phoenix was in Signs at that point, and so you weren't really sure how great he was yet. And his role as the emperor in that was just fucking fantastic. He was a legitimately great bad guy. Russell Crowe, that's like the acting job of a lifetime. Like it does, like parts and acting do not get much better than Russell Crowe was in the first Gladiator movie. And
I believe he won an Oscar for it. So
yeah, Richard Harris, by the way, like Richard Harris, like one of his last roles too. Like, I mean, come on, it's a perfect movie.
Do you agree about the first one being extremely good? Or
I mean, it's been a long time since I've seen it. I liked it.
Yeah, all right, you liked it at least. All right,
yeah.
Just get our baseline here. First,
yeah,
one
was, right. good idea. Yeah. Get all of our opinions before.
I'm not sure I've seen it since Puddle of Mud was popular, but I did like it.
Fair enough. Which is to say, making Gladiator 2, after what we said about the first one, was a big ask. Like, you're not going to top the first one. You're not.
It's not. That was.
And so a Gladiator 2 is just by nature going to be disappointing because it's not going to be as good as the first one. It's because that's impossible. So you sort of got to, by the way, like listener, we're going to spoil a bunch of stuff here, but like, so you got to sort of go into Gladiator 2 knowing that like you're going to be disappointed. No matter how good this movie is, and I thought it was good, like
it was fine.
You're gonna be bummed out because it's not gonna be the first one.
Yeah, agree.
Really,
and they tried. They tried their best. You know, they brought Denzel in, thinking, and Pedro Pascal's the hotness when this was getting shot.
Yep.
They're like, all right, we're gonna give our best effort here.
Denzel is great. Pedro Pascal was Pedro Pascal, which, by the way, like it is my opinion, Pedro Pascal doesn't really try that hard. Like remember all the shit we gave like Ben Affleck? Like remember the Family Guy joke, right? He's like, I'm going to go do Shakespeare in like 20 minutes. Hello. All right. Got it.
Good.
Like,
we're good.
That's fucking Pedro Pascal, man. He comes in, acts as himself and just like. He doesn't look like he really works out that much. Just he's always kind of soft and doughy and just, you know, is Pedro Pascal. Like doesn't necessarily clean himself that well. Like, you know, it just rolls in, acts as Pedro Pascal, $20 million, please. All right, bye. And don't get me wrong, I like the guy, but you know.
That's one thing about this movie and these movies in general, when you said he doesn't clean up himself.
There was a scene.
I think it was when they're making monkey sounds at him. See, just eating the monkey. They're sitting there. Yeah. And there's like a line of like three dudes off to the side that have like tapered fades, great beard lights,
fantastic
and beard
beards.
Oil. And I'm like, This is not a thing back then.
It sure
They were
wasn't.
not going to the barber and getting that friend that crispy fade while they were
Yeah.
on the slave trade. It didn't happen.
No.
And like, yeah, cut beards and like
Yeah, it was
perfect
just
lines and
that stuff
yeah.
always gets me. It doesn't ruin the movie by any stretch, but I notice. I'm like, oh,
And
like
it what?
I don't think the Greeks were doing three lines in their eyebrow.
Why don't they do that in movies, by the way? Like, just like tell the actors, the extras or whatever. All right, you gotta grow a beard for
Just
3 months.
grow it up. Just
That's
grow it
what you're
out.
paying. That's what we're paying you for. Grow a beard. Don't clean it up. It's gonna be shitty and nappy. Like, you're gonna be uncomfortable. But that's why you're getting the money that you're getting to make this movie. Fucking, come
Right?
on,
I guess
man.
a same thing, I guess, when we watched 300. I mean, Gerard Butler beard was fucking just trimmed perfectly.
Perfect
Oh,
box.
perfect box. But
That's a Zack Snyder effect, though, man. You know,
yeah, it
like.
is. Well, we you know, they made a bunch of movies about this kind of era of Roman shit, right?
Yep.
And all those movies usually is like, you know, 300, they're Spartans, but they're all fucking jacked. Like the movie Troy, like Pitt is fucking shredded. And like, it was a whole thing about being like the Adonis, you know, the Greek god. Everyone was shredded. This movie kind of went a different route. I mean,
Fuck yeah.
Mescal's in good shape, but he's not big in,
But which, by the way, like neither was Russell Crowe in
Bro
the
wasn't
first
on. He was
one.
a little doughy too, as you
Yeah.
call him, Pascal. Yeah, it was just a weird interpretation of realistic, maybe more realistic than
Yeah, they're not
the other
hitting.
movies.
They're not hitting the weight room,
Yeah.
but they are working out. Like, so
Well, he was hitting the
you
weight.
saw like a practical workout that they
Yeah.
were doing was like the rowing.
Yeah.
Like these fuckers, especially like when they're taken as slaves, they're rowing all day long. So they're gonna be Brad Pitt, you know,
So how do you work out in
Dick
practice?
V,
You
right? Like,
row like big concrete oars.
yeah. You're gonna be in shape. You're not gonna be big though. Like that's the thing I never bought was because they did have a couple of them in this movie was like a dude who's like, you know, 6'2", 260 and all muscle with abs.
Looks
Like,
like Bane. Like,
Let's
yeah,
someone.
those don't exist.
I bet guarantee like average size of people in Rome and like. What was this, like 20 BC? They're probably 5'2".
Exactly. Short kings.
Yeah.
Nothing but short kings. Yeah. By the way, like, and when you have the guy who's 6'3", 260 and all muscle, they write fucking tales about him. Like they're like
Achilles.
the Odyssey is about
Yeah.
that guy, right? Like, what are we talking about? How'd you feel about like Mezcal?
I thought he acted fine.
I thought he did too.
I thought he was the, I maybe a little people might not agree. I thought Denzel Washington was not good. I did
Ooh.
not think he did not fit the role. Like he's trying to over, I don't even know what it was. It was he overacting because
Oh.
it just didn't fit.
He was very different from every other character and everyone else
That's,
in this movie. Like, I see what you mean.
I mean, he is a black man in Rome. There aren't many of them. I guess that you could say it, but
And like in a position that he was in to actually be able to talk to the emperors and, you know, fucking kill one of them and, you know, like I see what you mean, but that was sort of his point too, and that was like his character's point. What he literally said it. He's like, "Where else but Rome could something like this happen?" But you know,
yeah, I just think it was good. I also feel this movie, this is one of the movies, like this movie should be 4 hours long. This is, to me, this is like a rushed 2.5 hour long movie to me. I think it could have got more into Denzel because they didn't really go too deep into Denzel's character.
I will say on that note. The scene where he kills Denzel, kind of flat.
Little anticlimactic.
Oh, fell in the water. I get up. I cut your hand off, slice you in the stomach. Done. Yeah, that
That's
was
it.
it.
Yeah.
That's it.
I thought for sure
Oh.
because he would, I thought they were setting it up. He had that like arrow that I think he pulled from Pedro Pascal. He was like holding it and like had it. I thought he was going to pull that from whatever pockets they had for Romans and was going to jab him with it, you know, a little like retribution kind of thing.
He was collecting arrows, remember? Because he
Yeah.
had the one from his wife too.
Yeah.
So,
And so I thought, yeah, he could do that. And so now he just picks up a boulder and smacks him.
which begs the question: he takes the arrow out of his wife and keeps it. Where did he keep it? Like
I told you, Roman pockets, whatever they had.
he was a slave. Like he didn't have a shirt. He like the pants. Like
he might have keistered that. I mean, it's, people shove shit up their ass in prison a lot.
Hey, look, man,
possible.
He was very tough. I don't think there's any argument against that. Is he that tough? I don't know.
Well, he was tougher than some of the armor in this movie. I will say that. I was like, what's the point of wearing that? It looks really clunky and uncomfortable. Yeah. And you're just dead anyway. Yeah. Just
and the arrow goes right through it.
Right through it. We're right through it.
Like, by the way, no difference between like his wife getting shot in the chest and his mom getting shot in the chest. Like the same thing happened. And she was wearing like this really big leather armor. Like
his mom was totally wearing like the thinnest like silk you could possibly have.
Honestly, the exact same thing. Yeah, man. So how about the storyline? So it's set 16 years after the first one, and literally this, Mescal's character, Lucius, is a character from the first movie. He is the son of Maximus Aurelius and
Maximus Decimus Meridius.
Decimus Meridius, yeah. And Lucilla. Literally what like his dying words were, Lucius is safe in the first movie. And this is Lucius. I thought like this is sort of the only story they could do for a Gladiator 2 is like sort of because you're not going to be able to like bring Russell Crowe back, which is something they sort of talked about a whole bunch, is like, hey, there's no point in making it unless you have Russell Crowe in it. And they did some nice like nods to him, like the little animated thing at the start, and then they showed the
very
like,
end when the he hand touches the wheat through. Grass.
Yeah, touching the wheat grass with like the same music from the first one. Mm-hmm. I thought those were like nice, you know, touches for that. But this is really the only Gladiator 2 you can make.
They could have set it just later period and just not have this involved. I mean, I don't know. Everyone in this the only person that's not real from the first two movies really is Maximus. That's a made up character that they put in to a real world people. Like Calcala and Geeta, they're real emperors. So was Lucius. He was a real emperor and stuff. So they could have changed years and just came up a whole new storyline, I guess.
They could have. Yep. But by the way, like the emperors in this were
awful.
Like
awful. Terrible.
Yeah. They were bad.
I mean, Joaquin was so good in the first one.
He was so good.
They were trying to get that magic again. I think these weird, creepy, like incest level. One of them has syphilis, I think.
He did. Absolutely has syphilis. Yeah. Yeah. I wrote that down too. I don't want to run it by you guys. That's what he did say that, right? He's like,
they didn't call it syphilis, but he's.
No, he said the disease that started in his groin has worked its way to his brain, is what he said. Syphilis, that's syphilis. Yes. Yeah. Okay. All right. So, which is why he makes a monkey
a weird like, monkey thing too. Yeah.
One. Yeah. Yeah. So the animals in this movie.
Too much. Too much. Much.
Yeah. The mutant baboons.
Yeah. Yeah. The terrible. Rhino. Yeah.
The sharks.
Sharks.
Yeah.
I hated that scene.
It was
that
bad.
Scene. I was like, this doesn't even necessarily look all that good in certain some pictures, but I didn't like that entire scene. And also it's like his whole gimmick, guys, is like running into you. Figure this out. Like he's taking the fight like he's Stanford football. He's he's taking it right straight to
Toby
you.
Toby Gerhart, man. Like, load the box. Like what are you guys doing? No, I remember when the first one came out, we all watched History Channel stuff about the gladiators and, you know, the Colosseum.
And lions.
Like,
yeah.
We all saw the stuff about like the naval battles where, you know, they had like the big aqueducts and like the underground stuff that they would like load the water in and bring the boats up and stuff like that. And it was like all very scientific and, you know, a lot of pulleys and levers, you know, and they, you know, so this was Ridley Scott trying
it
to.
It was gimmicky.
That.
It was too
was
gimmicky.
Really gimmicky. And it didn't, like you said, it didn't look good. And I think like sharks, really? I don't think they had sharks. Like it's one thing to have water. It's another thing to bring in sharks. I mean, come on. Like it was
the
neat.
Cove Coliseum just got me.
Yeah. 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 Like, I wouldn't put it past Rome because it's fucking Rome, but you know
they're extra, that's for sure.
But that's extra, yeah. And the baboons was dumb. It was dumb. Like it was really stupid. It looked like a zombie movie thing.
Yeah, you know? just make regular baboons. If that's what you want to do.
Or do humans fighting better.
Because in the first one, you know, it opens with Crow's like, he's the general. He's out there and they have a big war, right? And they try to start this one the same. The second one was just lacking. That initial battle with Pascal against Mescal, it was just weak. It was lifeless. And then, like you said, the actual fighting in the arena, not with animals, that was lacking as well and weak. So it kind of just missed the point, I thought, on what made the first one good.
That's what separates great action movies, is like a great action movie introduces cool new things you haven't seen before. And this movie was a bunch of shit that you had seen before in terms of the actual fighting. And then the things they did introduce was super gimmicky and like bad CGI and just not fun or interesting. So,
and the other thing, the first one that made the first one, what you could get behind Maximus more, is that he would have those fights in the arena and he would build up to the crowd and he would stay there and get the crowd. They kind of forced that all the crowd for some reason was behind Lucius, like instantly for nothing.
Yeah, they were on board with him from the beginning.
But they didn't know who he was. If they would have had a scene where the Maximus scene where he takes off his helmet and everyone knows, oh, that's, he said, I'm Maximus Decimus Meridius, and does this whole spiel. They never did that in this one.
Yeah, like, they didn't. And like when he put on the armor of his dad too, they never, like nobody noticed.
No one's like, oh shit, this is their NFL. We would have noticed, like, oh shit.
You hit the sword against your chest.
Coming out.
Yeah.
No, that's Ultimate Warrior coming out here. What's going on? Like, come on. Make a little effort here.
Stand on the ropes, throw the arms up, you know? Yeah, no, he had no interest in playing the game.
Yeah.
And they never, it was kind of different from the first, just in that, you know, it was just like how Rome was, right? So it was like, you had Richard Harris, who everybody loved, and they were like, yeah, we're on board with this like monarchy system, like, let's go. And then his son, that's who he was, right? Joaquin? He was like his son, right? Or who was he?
So Marcus Aurelius, I don't even know how he got like deposed. He wasn't the ruler, was he? Marcus Aurelius? Was he like part of the head of the Senate, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah. No, he was. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
But anyway, so then you have Joaquin Phoenix taking over. And so people are still in the mode of like, all right, this is a trustworthy person. He's our leader. We believe in him, blah, blah, blah. And then, so it took convincing, right? It took like, nah, he's actually a bad dude. And I'm going to prove it to you with honor and shit like that. Whereas like in this movie, nobody in Rome liked the emperors. Like they were super ready for them not to be in charge anymore. And they just like forgot how to do it, basically. And then it just sort of became apparent that when the archers start aiming arrows at the crowd, like, sorry, maybe we shouldn't support them.
And great weapon to go against like 5 to 10,000 people. You have like 5 arrows. Good luck. I know.
And that dude shoots one. It's over.
You're done. You're getting like, swarmed.
Yes. Whoops. Yeah. Yeah. The emperors were very gross and weird. Just weird that would be a thing.
But it's believable. I mean, they're all weird incest fucking leaders. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair enough.
With full power. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, just hang out and play with your monkey all day. Mm. All right. I mean, it's a good life for a monkey if you can get it, right? Like you have a high position in the Roman Empire. You get to just sit in your chair.
I think he was the number 3. Once his brother got killed, the monkey was the number 3.
Oh, he's number 2. Remember?
Oh, he was ahead of?
He was ahead of Denzel. All right. Yeah, exactly. You're just sitting on your chair eating gummy bears all day. Like, because by the way, that's exactly what he had in that little bowl. Yeah. So. Yeah, feeding monkeys gummies. Oh boy. Yeah, I did like I thought it was sort of a cool scene at the end too, where because, you know, Lucius is both of his parents died in the same place. So like literally. And so he walks out and sort of grabs the dirt and is like, you know, I thought that was cool. So as bad as the fight was between he and Denzel, I still feel like the movie sort of ended well.
Is that tough? Can we
Wrapped
blame
up.
Denzel for that?
Just being old.
Just being old, he's not going to be able to make it look great. I mean, I'm sure they have stunt people did everything, but still.
But does that make it realistic?
Yeah, I don't know.
You
I don't
know?
know. I don't know the movie magic, my friend.
Yeah. He did a great, Lucius did a great job of unifying the red and the purple, though. That's all I know. So, why they have different colored armor, who knows? Because they're fighting for the same team. Like,
How did Rome last? They had 5,000 soldiers there. That's it. That was protecting Rome from getting overrun by, I don't know, 500,000 people living there at the time. I'm guessing I'm just throwing out a number. How about that?
Yeah, they said they wanted to take Persia and India. Yeah, good luck taking India. Like, good luck. I'm just saying.
Are
There's
you
a l
familiar with the numbers game?
Yeah, it's eventually math does win.
Fast forward many years, Vietnam. One
Yeah.
loss.
Yeah. Eventually, that does actually matter at some point. Oh boy.
Actually, when they said that number at near the end, I was like, my antennas went up. I was like, really, is that historically accurate? Because
5,000
that's
versus 7,000?
I
Huh.
was like, huh.
I feel like there were more people in Rome. Weird.
I always thought that, yeah, those all the old-timey like war shit like this, like Braveheart and shit. I was like 50,000 versus like
Yes.
25,000 was like the big discrepancy, not five or seven.
That makes me think of the Viking series, where like you'd have these huge epic battles between England and the Viking horde, and it's like 300
500
people.
versus
Yeah,
1,000.
300
Well,
versus 700.
especially the 300, the movie we watch is supposed to be based on real shit. Xerxes had like 1,000,000 people.
A million against 300. That was the point,
He
right?
had 20,000 boats. It's like,
That's Persia, by the way.
yeah, that's Persia.
So good luck taking Persia.
Yeah.
You got a weird bald god that you're going against. Good luck. Oh, boy. Is this how Rome treats its heroes? So that's really sort of where it turned, right? Is when they arrowed Pascal.
Yeah.
That's where everybody was like, we've been led to believe for 30 years that this is the best we have, and you just like shot him with arrows. We don't really know why. Like you said, there was a plot against you, but
Hey,
I
well,
don't believe.
welcome to politics, my friend. It's
I
whatever
don't
they
believe. I
say.
don't believe you. Yeah. No, that's what Denzel said, right? In his weird
And
Denzel
yeah, Denzel's basically
voice.
Elon. He's Doge. Yeah.
He is Doge. And now I picture his like Elon's like 20-year-old Doge dudes as the young syphilis emperor.
Oh,
I picture all of them looking like that.
Big balls. That's, I mean, yeah.
Syphilis enlarges your testicles, right?
Yeah,
There you
yeah.
go.
All right. Let's see. Best way to die in this movie.
He could doge a country, but he couldn't dodge a sword. No, that's unfortunate.
You dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. Best way to die. The little pin through the
Little
ear hole.
needle in the ear.
Yeah, I mean
That's
that's pretty
classic.
good. That's pretty good. I mean, let's think of the major deaths in this movie. You had arrows in the chest, you had hand cut off, sliced, and your
Belly
entrails
slide.
falling out. I feel like Denzel kind of did him a favor, you know?
Gotta just be lights out, right?
Yeah,
Just.
you're gone, like right away. That's it. Huh.
Yeah, the worst one would probably be the rhino smashing you in the chest.
That would suck.
Yeah,
Yeah.
because you ain't dying right away.
Or the shark. Like, 'cause you're drowning and getting eaten at the same time. Like, that's a bummer.
What kind of myth is this? Like, dude just falling, no blood or anything, just attacked.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on. Like, how long have we been watching shark stuff? Like, we know what sharks want. Like, that's why you throw chum in the water. We're just going to act like a shark is just going to, like, attack a dude not bleeding. Come on. Come on. Come on, Ridley Scott.
I'm going to rid.
That's why they didn't let you do Aliens. Because of that bullshit. Is it, this is what you do in sequels?
Nope.
Nope. Can do it. All right. Anything else before we grade this?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Ski, it's your movie, so you should go first.
What's it out of this week?
I guess
five?
I don't know.
Five? Okay.
Okay. All right.
Five.
Okay. Cool.
All right. If I grade this against the first one, this is a
you
one.
Can't. You
I
can't.
Know. If I grade it against the first one, it's a one. If I grade it just as a standalone movie itself, 2.75, it's fine. It's just it's not great. It's not bad. 2.75.
How about you?
2.9.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it was still shot well and looked good, I guess. So
yeah.
300 million will do that, I guess.
I liked it a little bit more. I think 3.5, I think. Mm-hmm. Oh. I enjoyed it. I think Mezcal was really good. I liked that they tied, I like how they tied the movie into the first one. I like that it's Maximus's son, that the mom from the first one is still in this and sort of ties all of that together. I like sort of how they made Pascal's character this like hero, but also he sort of like represented the people of Rome, right? It's like, hey, we've been doing this thing this way for a long time. We're pretty sick of it because the emperors are like pretty gross, and we're over it and ready for a change. And he was that, and I thought he did a pretty good job of that too. So
it's fine. He's essentially a no name.
Some of the stuff in this movie was just so dumb, like just so dumb. And there's no argument that it wasn't dumb. Like all the animal stuff was stupid. Like really just scrap the whole thing. Like even if you've already spent $300 million on this movie, like if you're watching the movie before it comes out and you're like, all right, you know, editing it, and you're like, this is what it looks like. All right, let's get another $50 million and go back and shoot some new fight scenes.
One more thing on the mutant baboons. Were they shooting them with sedatives or something to like make them more jacked up?
Berserker baboons.
Yeah, I think it was berserker baboons. Yeah.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
it could have just been something just to piss them off.
I couldn't tell because
it was like meth or something.
Because I was like, it wouldn't really make sense to sedate them. But maybe then I went like big brain. Well, maybe they let him come out hog wild, and then they eventually sedate him because they know they would eventually kill everyone if we let them go full bore the whole time. Because they kind of chilled out there for a minute.
They did.
That's why I was confused.
There was the alpha baboon, and then all the other ones were little bitches and didn't seem like
So is that what happened? Because he choked out the one, and then all of a sudden the fight was over. It's like, where's the other
one? So he beat the pack.
Yeah.
He took over the pack. Okay, got it. Okay, that makes sense. All right.
Is that how baboons work? They're pack animals?
They're pack animals, yeah.
Okay.
Have you ever seen? There's like baboon wars where they like eat each other and shit. Yeah, baboons are fucked up.
That's what I want to watch.
Like they steal and like eat the young of their rival clans. Yeah.
Show me a baboon war movie. That's what I want to see.
Go like it's on YouTube.
Is that just Planet of the Apes? Is that
kind of?
All right. I think there's like a series of those I can go watch.
I think I've heard of it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well,
there's about 10 of those movies out now.
Damn dirty apes, you know. Damn dirty apes.